Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. I'm Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show, and this is the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we always ask this time that you share our work because I think America is becoming very awake. We need to continue that trend. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, well, a little glitch there took care of it. We're right here with you and we're glad to be with you. I am entitling this particular segment of the show Redact, Contract, Extract. And I'm going to explain what that means right after we go to our first short break, and we'll be right back with the explanation. Well, Magic Dicol has many products besides what we call the NanoSoma liquid. It's called the spray. It's 1 ounce bottle, five sprays, maintenance dose once a day. You can use it every hour in the hour, which I did when I was in crisis. She can't OD. It's completely natural. And I stayed on this after I went off all the other meds. This is my miracle right here. There's other great products, and I'm going to highlight some of them in later segments, but this is what saved me. I was done, and this brought me back to a level of performance physically I haven't been at for 25 years. You can experience the same thing here, and you go here to this page, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges, and you will see how this does its work. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You too can have your miracle like I did. Well, we've entitled this segment Redact, Contract, Extract. First of all, we got to do the redact. I pride myself on the fact that I'm pretty thorough and I generally don't make many mistakes. And I made the mistake of taking the word of the Daily Caller when they said that RFK Jr. was going to stay on the ballot in the swing states. And I thought that was a good plan. I thought that would have really hurt Kamala's campaign, but it ended up being a misreport, and so we're redacting that. Yesterday, RFK Jr. took his name off the Arizona ballot. Now, there is a silver lining for my mistake, and that is in Wisconsin, which has now been taken over by criminally corrupt bureaucrats. And I'm seeing a certain, I mean, they have. You have no chance to have a fair election in Wisconsin. And they came out and they said, sorry. We're not letting RFK Jr. off the ballot here. Okay, so he's staying on there. But as far as the other five swing states, my understanding is he is coming off. So that's our redact. We apologize for the mistake and we accept it and we move on. The contract is this. RFK Jr. contracted his campaign and now he's completely suspended it. I've listened to many things he said, and he and I are far apart on some issues that have moral implications for me, like abortion. But there are so many things I agree with, and so much good he can do inside the Trump administration. I'm glad he contracted his campaign. I'm glad he called it quits, but he has a lot to offer America. And sometimes we have to take the good with what we consider to be the bad. And that's certainly the case. And I'm actually going to get into this in a later segment about something really good he's doing that the majority of the mainstream media won't touch because they're corrupt and bought and paid for. And RFK Jr. is right there at the top of the class. So his contraction of his campaign is tremendous. The extraction is this. Trump extracted RFK's campaign, many of his tremendous ideas, the Kennedy character. Listen, I go back. This is very redemptive for me in many ways, and I'll cover that in a later segment, but I'll just say this. I have a special attachment to the views and values of John F. Kennedy. If it weren't for him, a lot of you wouldn't be here today. Cuban Missile Crisis. And I have a great deal of respect for the courage, foresight, and almost naive honesty of Bobby Kennedy. And this to me is partial redemption. Almost moved to tears, thinking I can now get behind this man in most of his areas, as Trump has extracted him from his campaign and made him a big part of his campaign. We're going to talk about the impact in the next segment, but I have to tell you, I'm on cloud nine. I am absolutely on cloud nine with this. And as I start to dissect what RFK Jr. will bring to the table, I think you will be too. He has removed any of the fake luster, the Hollywood charade. That's the Kamala campaign. This just took everything away. What great timing. One day after that fiasco called the DNC selection, not election process. Oh, it's wonderful. Future, freedom. Oh, don't look at what we did for 4 years. Believe the lies we're telling you now and forget the communist policies I mentioned earlier in the week. Yeah, well, all that luster is gone. This may have been the most brilliant political move I have ever seen. This is absolutely fantastic. And I will tell you this, I can't stand the Bush family. Absolutely detest them. Oh, as a Christian, I love them for their soul, and but their character is detestable. And they're anything but pro-American. But I'll say this, H.W. Bush would have not lost to Bill Clinton if he'd have pulled his arrogant head out of his you-know-where and had gone to Ross Perot and said, okay, can we make a deal? And had he done that, the 20% that had backed Ross Perot at his prime would have swung that election and been a landslide for H.W. Bush. That was a hell of a choice we had, wasn't it? H.W., CIA criminal, Kennedy co-conspirator, and Bill Clinton, Epstein Island Hall of Fame. Well, that was a hell of a choice we had, wasn't it? At least now we have a real choice. And that choice just got bolstered because we went through my redaction, RFK's contraction, and Donald Trump's extraction of RFK from his campaign and making him one of his own. It's a good day. The sun, when it came up today, looked a little brighter to me. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure that you check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best investigative reporting, where we propose solutions. And this is what makes us popular. We get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. Also, too, if you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, that's our website, thecommonsenseshow.com, you can sign up for our newsletter, and we'll keep you abreast of everything. And it's a lot more wide-ranging than what we're able to do here. So make sure you do that. Thecommonsenseshow.com newsletter is in the upper right-hand corner. And all we need is your email. We ask for your name, but that's voluntary. You don't have to offer that because we're not selling data. Okay, we're not Facebook. We're not YouTube. We don't sell your data. We just need your email, and we'll send you out what we do every single day. And we're actually going to go to special promotion stuff. In other words, when there's a story that we think is really, really big, you're going to get specialized email. So, commonsenseshow.com, sign up today. We'll see you back here next time. God bless everybody.